Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been focusing our morning devotions and our prayer time on a godly example of noticing and following godly examples, but also of being a godly example. And God calls each of us to learn from the examples of others, to learn from the examples given to us in Scripture, but to also teach those that are watching us and to be aware and mindful of the example that we set. And always a good practice to seriously consider what would the lives of others look like if they followed me, if they watched what I do, if they followed my example. As we talked about yesterday, can I be confident, or am I confident in asking people to follow me as I follow Christ? There's always growth, and so I'm not asking if you follow Christ perfectly. But even in your failures, do people see something in you that helps them to see Jesus? Today we're going to talk about a godly example of diligent work. Probably not our favorite topic. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul writes and he says, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you." Paul was very concerned about the people that he had taught about Jesus, about people in general. So concerned that he did everything in his power not to become a burden to them. In fact, at times he writes, and you get the impression from his writing that he's realizing that he may have done them a disservice by not expecting help from them, by doing it all by himself. And yet, he also realized that doing so was an example to others. Regarding diligent work, about being faithful and doing what we can, about realizing the need to provide for ourselves to the best of our ability. When Paul would address the taking care of widows specifically, he was very clear that it should begin with family members. That it's not a responsibility or should not become a burden in a sense to the church as a whole if the family can take care of it. And he talked about putting widows on a list, and you get the idea in the context that this was a list that they were being cared for, their needs were being looked after and provided for. But he says those that are unwilling to care for their own, or he says worse than infidels, worse than unbelievers, worse than pagans. And I know there's a lot of layers in this, and it's not meant to be a guilt trip. I grew up hearing the verse, and I've said this many times before, verse from Scripture that says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And it's a godly principle. God's the one that said it. But for those that can't work, it can be a struggle. And in a young adulthood, as I went through a period of disability that I was unable to work for multiple years, that haunted me. And I realize as you look through Scripture, God continually makes allowances to care for and to look after and to honor those who are unable to do the work that they once did, or who are unable to do the work that others do. And so when I think about the godly example of diligent work, I think more about doing what you can with what you have. You see, we have that ability to be involved in diligent work, even if it doesn't look like work to somebody else. Even if our abilities limit us in doing what others might consider work. I think of my daughter, who has multiple issues going on that would prevent what many would call meaningful work. And yet she serves. She's diligent about doing what she can do. She sets an example for me. She sets an example for those that know her and watch. Does not earn a paycheck, and short of miraculous intervention, will likely never earn a paycheck. And so I'm not talking about what you earn or don't earn. I'm talking about a godly example of being diligent with what you've been given, of being faithful in using it, not only to care for yourself to the best of your ability, but to care for others to the best of your ability. You see, I believe if you look through the whole of Scripture about this concept of work, you'll discover that it's God's gift to us for both our own good and for the good of others. And just the nature of it being at least partially for the good of others tells us that not everyone is going to be able to fully care for themselves and all of their needs. That's why God tells us to work diligently in order to have something to share with others, to share with those in need. It doesn't excuse them from doing what they can, but it also doesn't give us permission to judge and refuse to help. And so we look at the godly examples in Scripture, we look at the godly examples of the people we know, and we learn and we gain wisdom. And sometimes it's a matter of wrestling in prayer with this conversation with God to determine what really is the need, what really is the most helpful. What can I do? What should I do? And when we live as an example of diligent work, we ought to become known as one who is faithful, one that's reliable, one that can be counted on. And I'm not saying that it's something that we ought to say yes to everything. I believe the Bible teaches that there are limits. And sometimes we fail to recognize our own limits and we kind of overextend ourselves, and that's not healthy at all. But I think more often we underextend ourselves. More often than not, the vast majority of people are more inclined to, well, say no to things that they could do, perhaps even things that they should do, because my schedule of life is really all wrapped around me. You see, diligent work helps us to know that we are contributing to our own needs and contributing to the needs of others. Diligent work helps us to be an example of a faithful servant. It's one of those verses that constantly linger in my mind because it's what I want to hear. And that's those words of Jesus as he welcomes his children home and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." God expects us to keep at it. Now, keeping at it may look differently as we age. It may look differently as our health ebbs and flows. It may look differently as we live life. But it ought to be a reflection of faithfulness in what we have and with what we have at the moment. That diligence to step up and say, "I can't do everything, but here's what I can do. And because I can, I will." I remember years and years ago being asked to teach a children's church class. And everything within me wanted to say no. But I knew I could. Oh, I didn't believe I could do it well. I didn't believe I could even do it effectively. But I knew I could be diligent in doing what was being asked. And I think now of the journey from that point to where God has me now. Sometimes we say no because we don't think we're as good as someone else. And that's an excuse. Because we're not. And we don't have to be. What God calls us to is that diligence, that faithfulness in being as good as what He's made us. And allow Him to grow us into someone better. As we not only follow, but we become a godly example of diligent work. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself. You've given us the example of work. Your word tells us that you spoke everything into existence. You created everything that is. And then after those 6 days of creation, your word tells us that you stepped back and rested from your work. You've given us that example of diligent work. You've given us the example of rest. Father, today I pray that you would help us to see clearly the things that we can do, the things that you've called us to do, the things that you've gifted us to do, regardless of how good we think we are at it. May we learn faithfulness and diligence in doing what we can with what we have. Father, I pray that our expectations would be centered on ourselves and not projected to others. Father, I pray for those that are struggling mightily with health, with disabilities, with even the inability to do work that they once did, to do work that they want to do. I pray that this godly example of diligent work would not be hard, that would not be difficult. It would not bring pain to their life. But they would see where they're at and what you're doing in them and through them, even when it seems so limited. God, as one that's been there, I pray that these words have not been harmful or hurtful to those that are struggling with the limitations that they currently have. But I pray for all of us in whatever limitations we face, and we all deal with something. Even when we're not dealing with the extremes that others are, we feel limited. We question our ability. We doubt that our efforts are that meaningful. May your word and the examples found in your word remind us of the importance of being faithful, even with the things we consider little, the things we consider insignificant, the things that don't measure up to, by the world standards. May we learn diligence. Your word tells us that the work of God, to accomplish the works of God, is simply to believe in the one that you sent. And may that become our primary focus. And may our belief in Jesus change the way we view others, the way we view ourselves, the way we view work. Father, may we lift up those who are weak, those who are struggling, those who do their best and seem to come up short. Father, may we be the examples, not only of those who are involved in diligent work, but in those that are doing so for the good of ourselves, for the good of others, for the good of your kingdom. And Father, as we lift up others, may we consistently lift up Jesus most of all, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.